Live from Vortex Dome, LA, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be
with tonight's guest, co-founder and president of Radiant Images, Michael Bensouri.
Hello.
Night sky with the stars
and musical guest, Mazin. I am Mark Leger, and now your host, the MC, the master of chains, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am so excited. I know I say it often because I love the show. I love what we're doing. I love my life. But I have to tell you, I have had some really amazing teachers, not all of them, but I have had some amazing teachers from growing up until this day. I still seek them out and I learn every chance I get. I did not expect to find an amazing teacher. I was looking for a great interview for you all and for our show today. And I was looking forward to learning about stuff that I do not know. I kind of know about 2D and a little bit about 3D, but AR, VR, 360, immersive technology, and I don't know enough, and I'm excited that we get to experience it more and more here on the Life Changes Show, and we're all learning more and more, and there are people that know so much more than us, and our guest is one of those people. And so I was so looking forward to that conversation, and then he came in, we sat down, and he blew my mind. And I thought, wow, I really want to learn from you. Do you know what you're saying? And of course he does. He's shaking his head no, which is another sign of a really good teacher. And the funny thing is that 2D, 3D, AR, VR, 360 didn't even come up in our conversation. And it reminds me of a really great teacher that I had, one of my singing teachers, who one day I was getting ready for a concert, but I didn't happen to tell him that. I didn't think it was important. I was just there to learn like I always was. And he was teaching me this new technique and this new tool that I could use and this new trick and all that stuff, all these things. And then I said, great, I'm going to use this for the upcoming concert. And he said to me, oh, you have a concert coming up? Well, then forget everything I just said. And I said, what do you mean, forget everything you just said? It is really important. He says, no, what's important, these are all tools. He said, what's important is you go move those people with your voice. He says, what you've already taken in, what you've learned, all that stuff's going to come into play, and you're going to use all that. But that's not what it's about. And for the first time, in talking with our guest, he put into perspective, quote unquote, all of this new technology that's coming up and that I wanted to know more about and still do, and someday we'll learn more and more, but these are tools. He put in perspective that these are tools to help us move things forward in ways like we've never done before. So I'm looking forward to this conversation, this learning with our guest, Michael Mansouri, and a little later on, live music with Mazin, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Yep, this is the Life Changes Show, and life is changing. I am Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Leger.
Life is changing. I'm so excited for tonight's episode and what Michael and Radiant Images are doing, and as you were saying, the monologue. The game's changing faster than we can keep up with it. Mm. The lines between what we thought was reality and what we're learning reality to be, or what might be a whole different reality, are all blurred.
Yeah.
And super, super exciting to be in the game, to be sharing it tonight, and to let Michael share some of his wisdom and tools.
Well, we've called the show Capturing Life in 360, and it could be with all these other things as well, because our guest is co-founder and president of Radiant Images and one of the cinematography industry's most knowledgeable, inventive, and passionate technologists in 2D, 3D, AR, VR, 360, and beyond. He is Michael Mansouri, and we are so pleased to have him here. Welcome, Michael, to the show.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
You know, actually, you are actually here, which is great, but technically, you're almost in AI or whatever, because you literally just flew in, and you're literally, like, flying out. So
yeah, I had a really busy schedule this past week. Mark called me, and I always, without hesitation, say yes, then try to figure out how to do it. So
you're the greatest.
Well, we appreciate
that. So I said
that.
Yes, and then I was like, okay, I'll just get off the plane somehow. Shuttle myself here and just barely made it in.
Well, technically, in an interesting sort of way, that's how you live life.
I do.
And that's how you help.
I say yes and try to figure out how to do it.
And that's how you help your clients,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Oh, we're very upfront with our clients. If anyone, so what Radiant does is we're a disruptive technology company helping brands and free thinkers and content creators break the status quo and tell stories in a profoundly different way. And we like to engage our audiences in a much more emotional connection than what we've inherited for the past hundreds of years, which is just a flat screen. So we believe in immersive. We feel immersive is a very powerful tool. But you're right. These are all tools. You can get immersive from just one single word on a piece of paper. Mm. I felt the most immersive I've ever seen in my life, not watching IMAX movies, not watching things that are highly shot, but the most immersive feeling I've ever had, I felt I was truly in space, was a 2001 Space Odyssey, a movie that was made 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Inspires me every day. I watch the movie every single day of my life. I'm not kidding. I watch it. Mark's been to our shop. It's on our TV. I watch it every day.
Wow.
It's a source of inspiration because great storytelling, great movements don't start from the beginning of the movie. It's when the movie's over and the impact is left.
Mm.
And that impact of a young little boy who sat in that seat when I was 2 years old, I still remember the movie.
Wow.
So immersive is a method. It's how we want to make what's the effect that we want to leave behind. And not just tell stories. Mm-hmm. We've been told stories, and we're all storytellers. As a matter of fact, when we started, I was saying that generally everyone, every one of us now, we see about 4,000 to 10,000 pieces of content every single day.
Wow.
Now, how do we distinguish ourselves in the world that's fulfilled with nothing but content? How do we stand out? How do we make an impact?
Yeah.
Those are the questions we have to make, and that's what the Kubricks asked. They felt, how do I want to make an impact? How do I want to make someone feel than just telling a story?
With the tools and technology that were available then.
And it didn't really matter. Someone that has that vision, someone that feels that it's more important to create the impact, can create an impact with a piece of paper and a pen.
Wow.
They just know about, they care more about the impact than about just telling a story.
Well, when we were talking earlier, you said, just now you said for hundreds of years, but when we were talking, you said we've inherited storytelling in this way for thousands of years. And I asked you, are you saying thousands, like, are you exaggerating? And no, you weren't exaggerating. Explain that, because that was fascinating.
Sure. So the way I envision it, the early caveman, when he took his bloody hand and he put it on that wall.
The bloody
hand? Oh, he did. That's how they drew.
Oh.
They took blood and they placed it on that wall.
Wow. Okay.
And that was us. That's our legacy, saying, I want to leave something behind. I want to tell a story from my perspective. And if that caveman, obviously their dream was, what if you could come into our world? What if I can bring you into my world and express it. And that's I think it started from there.
Okay.
What happened is we've inherited a stage.
Yes.
And then we inherited cinema.
Right.
And it's a screen.
Yeah.
These are all displayed on screens. So, now how do we get our content? Our computers, our laptops, our smartphones.
Yeah.
They're all screens.
Still a screen. Mm-hmm.
What we're excited about is new emerging technology that actually breaks the screen and allows free viewpoint videos for your audience. And what I explain free viewpoint video, it's holographic experiences, it's volumetric, it is light field. And in that method, if there was a boxing match and Mark and I are going at it, you no longer become a spectator. You're no longer sitting in a seat. You're the referee inside that ring. And that's ultimately what I visioned that caveman had. His vision was, what if I can put you in my stories? What if you can live my life and see what it's like to be
walk me? A mile in my moccasins,
exactly,
kind of thing.
Yeah. So we are there right now. We're in a world that immersive breaks screens, breaks the 16x9. We're actually sitting in an amazing, beautifully inspirational dome that I'm immersed with incredible images.
Yeah.
I don't have to watch it in a, you know, flat screen anymore.
Right. Right. I am so inspired by that because I've heard the term or the phrase breaking the third wall, right? Or the fourth wall, excuse me, where you're letting the audience in,
sure,
kind of thing. Well, this is way beyond that.
Yeah, we don't like walls. nothing political, but we really don't like walls.
Well, actually, you took it even beyond that. Ceilings. You mentioned the ceiling. Like, we can break a ceiling.
Yeah, I think you and I were talking about human learning.
Right.
And there was a capacity that human beings could only learn. There's a ceiling. No matter how bright and smart someone is, if I lock them up in a room from their 5 years old till they're 95 years old, there's only so much they have a capacity of learning. Factor in also human ego. Our egos get in the way of productivity and true solutions.
Mm.
Other people's egos get in, politics, whatever you may call it.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty, the hope, not there's no beauty, the hope, it's just a hope right now, is that with artificial intelligence, that a lot of solutions could be broken. Not a lot of human problems could be solved by using AI that can actually break that barrier, because we can self-teach artificial intelligence way beyond any human being could ever learn. They could learn thousands of books in seconds. And if there's hundreds of computers, that means they can learn every single thing and not have any ego. Computer doesn't care about who had the right solution. They're interested about the solution. I'm not saying that we should give up all entire man's faith into computers. What I'm saying is that there's applications where we can actually solve some of the world's problems without human ego.
Wow. You know, speaking of solving problems, when I first looked at Radiant Images, and I apologize, and yet it's a great segue. When we come back, I want to talk about it. Radiant Images looks like, on the surface, at first glance, that you have all the latest technology that movie creators or film creators, content creators, can rent. And yet, it's not about that at all.
Absolutely not, no.
And so when we come back, we're going to break that image and get to the heart of Radiant Images.
Let's build up the suspense.
Which is the heart of who you are as a person, and I'm so glad that you're sharing. So Michael Mansouri, we're going to be able to talk more about that with him and Radiant Images when we come back. And, of course, our musical guest, Mason, is going to be joining us a little later in the show to present live music from her upcoming album, all on the Life Changes Show, when we come back after this.
Hey, guys. So I'm here to tell you about a little thing called the DNA Institute. You probably haven't heard of it yet, but I wanted to let you in on it because it completely changed my life. A few years ago, I was about 30 pounds overweight. I wanted a career, good friends, a loving family, and financial success. And unfortunately, I didn't have any of it, so I ate. Within 6 months, the DNA Institute made me lose 30 pounds. This is not a lie. That completely happened. It doesn't matter what exactly your situation is or how much you have to lose. The Institute will get you to your goal weight. It's not a supplement or a diet pill. It's a real doctor-prescribed custom medical treatment. It rebalances your hormones, heals your metabolic and digestive system, and makes your higher functioning brain so loud that it becomes impossible to overeat when you're full. Whew, it's a mouthful, but yours won't be. So many of my friends and family turned to the DNA Institute after they saw my success, and all of them lost their desired weight, ranging from 8 to 60 pounds. I promise you, this is different than anything you've ever tried before. They've been in Beverly Hills since 1982. You can even give them a visit, drop by, or just head to their website, DNA.com, that's DIENNET.com, to learn more and get your customized formula made today.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Michael Mansouri. We're talking about all kinds of things, actually. We're going to talk about Radiant Images, where he is not only the co-founder, but the president. Radiant Images can be found at radiantimages.com. And it is so much. But before we get into a little bit about it, Michael, your story is very inspiring and impactful. You didn't start in this country.
No, actually, I was born in a country called Iran, and my parents were both TV writers and producers and directors, and they were true artists. They always felt that true art is about exposing the truth. And true artists do that. As good, bad, and ugly, they always expose the truth. And that's what they did. They exposed the truth about the regime, the Shah of Iran, and showed inequalities and gave voices to the voiceless. And I learned that at a very young age. And I learned that it's beyond storytelling. And that's why I think the responsibility of artists is to do beyond just telling stories. It's about making an impact. And to me, impact is not about changing the world, because I don't think we can change the world. But I think we can give the world a pause. And with a pause, it's enough. I think with a pause, the pauses is what got me thinking about different things. I can tell you the first pause I got, I was probably 5 years old. I went to my mom and dad and said, hey, by the way, what is my religion? And they said, oh, that's a good question. You need to go find this out for yourself.
Wow.
So that was my first pause. At 5 years old, the pause was, let me explore religions. And I studied about Zoroastrianism. I studied about Islam. I studied about Baha'ism. I studied about Christianity, Judaism, every religion.
This was at a time, wow, I'm so impressed with your parents. This was at a time when there was a religion that was the regime, right?
No, this is before the regime.
Oh, okay.
And it was the Shah of Iran. And that's why we inherited an Islamic regime, because you had such inequalities. And when you create inequalities around the world, this is the blowback. And the outcomes are this, usually. but the gift they gave me was about pause, about questioning the status quo, questioning everything. Question everything. Don't believe everything. Find that for yourself. Explore it on your own. Find your own truth.
And this was also at a time when it meant life or death.
It does. And I think it goes beyond, it's important to understand that you know, great ideas and great concepts like this transcend the person.
Wow.
You know, like as I was describing, after a few generations, most people are not going to remember us. You know, we're only the impact that we leave is what's remembered. The reason that Mozart is remembered is not because he was the most incredibly talented violinist and musician in the world. It was because of his impact. It's how he approached music, his approach towards music. And I think it's that. I think we leave ideas behind. we leave things beyond ourselves behind, hopefully.
Mm.
And we have the capacity to do that. So I think pause, giving people a pause in a world that is bombarded by information, like earlier, 4,000 to 10,000 pieces of content every single day.
Right.
We need pause to reflect for a moment. And sometimes those carry on. The next day, it affects a change, a conversation, a movement. But these only make a difference when there's action. Just thinking and not doing doesn't mean anything. You have to do things.
You know, back to what we were saying at the beginning of the show, where you say yes first and then you try and figure it out. In a sense, your whole life, you didn't have the option of no very many times as a child.
Yeah.
Because your parents came here because of being the true artists.
Yeah.
And then they moved, and every year you were at a different school and mm-hmm. different neighborhood, different kids and all that. So you couldn't say no.
No,
you had to make it happen.
I think there's a lot of people like me out there that, you know, work with yes first. And I'll explain to you fundamentally what it is.
Okay.
Every human being is driven by two primal instincts, and it's just two, and it's love and hate.
Mm.
Two, right? Love and fear, basically. Out of fear, you're scared to try. You're worried about if you fail, you'll lose your job, you'll lose your house, you're worried about risk. And then there's one out of love. And with love, you strive for the next branch. Even if you fall, you keep striving for the next branch. I think, luckily, I've always seen things with love. Mm. I don't do things out of fear. Nothing scares me except a few things that I've already accepted that it's going to happen. But everything I try to do is out of love. And with that, I can always struggle. And I think there's a lot of people like me out there that are not concerned about fear. They move out of love.
Somehow this radiates into radiant images and back out to your clients. So clients don't just rent equipment from you. That's kind of like a...
We call that big data for us. Radiant uses that to measure our clients' needs and measure where the market is and how we could refine, reinvent, and reinvent ourselves.
The real mission.
Yeah, the really true... And we were talking about this earlier, you know, our approach, let's talk about approach.
Yeah.
Our approach is different than everyone else. I try to say is that we try to look at a problem like a baby does with no preconceived notions of a solution.
Mm.
And that's how we've innovated in the past. And I feel that's how you truly innovate. You don't go in with innovations with, all right, there's a broken wall. I'm going to grab this tree, lumber, and I'm going to make this. In order to be innovative, you go, why did that tree break? You ask the questions.
So we feel
that a baby would do that. A younger generation does that. They ask important questions that we react to automatically by default. It's like, well, tree broke. Let's go fix it. No. Why did the tree break? Why is the sky blue?
Wow. How does that apply to film and storytelling?
Everything. Because it starts from small... fundamental things like that. You ask the right questions from your customers, your content creators. You ask them really important questions like, well, how do you want to make someone feel after they finish watching a movie?
Mm.
We don't ask them, how do you want your shots? What do you want? You know, like that.
Wow.
It's not important for us. We ask important questions. How do you want to make someone feel after they walk away from your movie? Not when they're watching it.
Wow. Oh. And that's the impact.
That's
the pause.
Absolutely. I think that can create an impact. Things that impacted me were things beyond how the movie made me feel as I'm watching it. It's how I felt when I drove home.
Mm.
And I woke up the next morning as I was eating breakfast or anything else, and then it just constantly affected me. There's movies that and stories, that books and music that affect you, your soul. They really, truly affect you. And they live with you forever.
Hmm. Actually, come to think of it, last week we talked about a movie like that for our past, for our guest last week, or was it 2 weeks ago? Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And you've been referred to as the Willy Wonka of cinematography.
I guess I really like chocolate. What can I say?
No, it's not the chocolate. It's not the chocolate. What is it?
I don't know.
What's the secret sauce?
I think
Michael?
The secret sauce is we never tell any of our content creators that we don't give them rules. We don't give artists rules because maybe we don't know how to fix it. And we say, I don't know how to fix it, but I will never tell an artist the rules of cinema or what it is. And I think that's part of the problem is that when new technology comes out, the first thing that people do is they try to, since they don't understand what it is, they try to identify and classify it. As soon as they do that, they limit its scope, what it can be. So as soon as 360 came out, people refer to it as it is human perspective, and it's the new like empathy machine and all these other coined phases. And I feel that that is not our place to do. And as soon as you classify it and as soon as you give it rules,
it's limiting.
You're limited. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a perfect example. An amazing film director, Alice Guy, a woman director in 1905, made a movie called Jesus Christ. And she inherited a problem. She's like, well, the guy's behind the door and we want to see what happens when they go past the door. And everyone said, you can never cut in cinema. It's impossible. You can never do that. You can never cut in cinema. Guess what she did? She cut. And we inherited a new breakthrough in cinema. Mm. In cinema, all the movies you saw, there was no cuts. There was actually actor zero cut. They cut from that to a new cut where he is now on the other side of the door. So these are rules.
Wow.
Because we don't understand or limit things. Yeah. So we have learned never to tell our content creators, our free thinkers, to work within rules. We'll help them bend rules and break rules. And well, we'll never tell them about the rules.
So in an interesting sort of way, you say that we could be learning from children.
Absolutely. I honestly feel the most we could learn is actually from children. We shouldn't be teaching children. Teaching children should be teaching us another factor, because they ask the most important questions. Mm. They also haven't been beaten down to believe that they can't do things anymore. They truly believe they can do anything, and they can. So can we. We've just gave in and believe that, okay, I'm 52 years old, I'm 68, I'm 42, I'm 25, whatever. I'm going to be an accountant for the rest of my life, and that's it.
Or maybe worse, I'm at the top of my game. I've learned everything there is, or I'm the best at this that there is.
And also, they're not chasing the money. They don't care.
The kids.
Yeah. I mean, everything that we work in is revenue-driven business models, and if it doesn't fit a particular business model, that's why I'm very proud of what you guys are doing. You guys are not following traditional business models. Mm. You're creating your own. Mm. And I think that's brave and that's daring, because in a world that is so always talking about innovations, they scream innovations, yet they don't want to see innovations. They're just happy with the status quo.
Wow.
It's really important to see people that are trying to break it. And few people do that. And I think children, younger kids, believe that. They don't even know any of that. Those rules just don't apply. And they ask the most important question. You know what they ask?
What?
Why?
Why? Why?
Remember, I asked when I was a kid, why?
Why?
That pause.
Yeah.
They ask questions. We don't, because we think we have all the answers.
Right.
We've stopped learning to learn.
And what a time to realize that we don't have all the answers, especially with this technology that's available. There's no way that we could know everything that there is to know. much less how to use all the equipment, not back to the equipment, but yeah. that's all that you all have at Radiant Images. We are talking about Radiant Images. You can learn more about Radiant Images at radiantimages.com, but we're talking about so much more, and there are so many life lessons that are coming out of here with this conversation with Michael Mansouri that I hope and trust that this is only the first time that we get to have a sit down with him, that there'll be many more. We haven't even gotten to all the awards he's won and all the things he's innovated, but we'll have a couple minutes with him when we come back, and then in our next segment we're going to have our Ask Dorothy segment with our executive producer Dorothy Lee Donahue, and then Mazin is going to join us for premiering two of her songs from her upcoming album live on the Life Changes Show when we come back here after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo. I feel like a kid. I'm little Filippo. I'm just so inspired and excited. And I'm sitting here with Mark and our guest, Michael Mansouri. And first of all, thank you for making me feel this way.
Oh, thank you.
Like not like a kid, like gosh, there's so much to learn. I know nothing. Mm. But I feel inspired like a kid, like the whole world is in front of us.
I feel like that every day.
You feel like that every day.
Every day, swear. Not kidding. Even the worst days of my life, I feel that way.
And you should be in his space at Radiant Images, because it is like
I want to be
only more techie.
I want to be. Okay. May I come someday?
Absolutely.
You're welcome. Radiant Images.
Everyone, Dorothy, you too.
Let's all come. Okay. A field trip, road trip, whatever. So what you said, we all are content providers, or we can be.
Well, you are. I mean, you are right now. So is everyone in this
I know
room.
I all, am. No, I know. But
we all have the power of content creation.
Right on our phones.
We all matter. Our voices are reached. Now, how big our audiences are, that's a different story.
Nice.
But does that really matter?
Interesting.
In the world, is it more about
yes,
massive
it matters,
audiences but that you don't connect to, or two or three that you hit?
Nice.
So
what do you say even to the person that has just two or three people that are listening?
Well,
to
we tell this to brands every single day. Brands that come to us and they say, "Hey, we really want to." And they're getting really smart brands. They're no longer going back to the old methods of just broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just throwing the seeds out there wherever they land, they get a couple customers.
Mm-hmm.
Now they are much more interested in engagement, because with engagement, you have something very powerful. They don't have someone distracted. They have someone engaged. They have someone paying attention. That, remember, 4,000 to 7,000 pieces of content a day?
Right.
Now, bring in engagement. What do you have? You have minutes of someone's time, undivided attention. When people are watching TV, what are they doing? They're also playing with their phone.
Yes.
They're playing with their kids. They're not engaged. Conversations that we have right now that are effective is because you're engaged.
Right.
Now, if you weren't engaged, what would happen to this conversation?
Right.
Right? So the same thing with advertisers. Advertisers are becoming extremely smart, and they're becoming extremely measured in how engagement. So they care more about engagement than billions and billions of views, because the millions and billions of views do not matter anymore.
Wow.
Engagement matters the most.
Wow.
Now look at a great brand like Red Bull. They broke that mold a long time ago. Right?
Yeah.
They've engaged.
Yeah.
And they got their audience. People are tuned in and they're paying attention to every single ad that they're doing, and they're not even creating ads anymore.
Interesting. But people are creating them for them in a sense.
Yeah, exactly.
With the content. So as we're wrapping up, there was so much in our conversation that I would love to bring into this one. But again, there will be more, I trust. You said we've talked about how content, quote unquote, was king back in the day when
There was only, you know, two or three television stations. As I was a kid, right? We all saw it. You know, there was only two or three TV stations, and there was four or five movie studios. Now you have Amazon, you have Netflix, you have so many content creators. You have billions of people around the world creating their own content. So is it still king? I don't think if it's king anymore. I think content is content.
Content is content.
And engagement is king.
Wow, engagement is king.
Absolutely. Because, again, this works. Mm. Engagement works.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys were disconnected, your back is you're paying attention to other things while I'm speaking, how important, how effective is that? It doesn't matter what I'm selling at that point.
I'm so engaged with you in this conversation right now that there is some cool stuff happening above us. And I don't even notice it because I'm so totally in here. And technically, isn't that the only thing that actually matters in the world anyway?
Exactly. I believe in that 100%. We're just trying to restore that in a world that is so much information. A pause gives us this.
And you're providing
and
tools.
Immersive gives us this. Immersive gives us this because I'm connected to the subject matter. Think about the reference I give you guys about volumetric.
Yeah.
Mark and I, boxing match, you no longer are a spectator locked in your seat. You're a referee. Yeah. That means you are connected to the subject matter.
I'm in it.
You're connected,
yeah.
Not just in it. You walk around me, you walk around Mark, you're connected to subject matter just as real life. So that is the level of engagement. That's what we're working on. This is what Mark is working on. And this is what a lot of advertisers, a new way of storytelling, which we call Storytelling 3.0, is all about. It's a very disruptive way of telling stories. We no longer have passive audiences. We have what's called branch narratives. People can go inside stories and choose different outcomes and explore things just as life. And what's magical about life is you have what's called happenstance. There are things that I discover just by being in a room with people that I wouldn't get by just watching something. And discoveries are exciting. So there's a lot of interesting things that new free thinkers could also implement in telling stories in 3.0.
Well, next time we get a chance to chat like this, you did say just like real life, and yet in a sense, it's bigger than real life.
I think true movie storytelling and movies are about representing the world bigger than life.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in life. I'm interested in bigger than life. This is what I'm interested in. This is why, you know, you walk into a dome experience.
Yeah.
It's not life. It's way bigger than life, and it's freaking awesome.
It is. Freaking awesome. Can I quote you on that?
Yes.
It's freaking awesome.
Usually I would say the other F, but that's
Michael Mansouri, thank you so much for being with us and sharing, especially in the way that you shared and inspired.
My pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
Mutually inspirational. Thank you very much.
Pleasure indeed.
Everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Dorothy.
And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment with Dorothy Lee Donnie.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Ajna, and I'm a single mother living in Los Angeles with my four sons. My beautiful, intelligent, and amazing 14-year-old son is being brutally bullied in school. He was thrown to the ground and beaten for no reason by a classmate. He suffered many bruises to his body and has a big black eye. Joseph has a no-snitch policy and is quite vocal about it with his friends. However, even though he didn't report the attack, the school security team did, and now he is being constantly threatened with another beatdown because they have labeled him a snitch. How can I protect him and help him protect himself?
Ajna, thank you for asking this question, as this is such an important subject. Bullying has become a national epidemic, and it is very important for you to become involved with finding a solution. We here at the Life Changes Show have had some interviews on bullying already, and we plan on having more. You can go to our archives at lifechangesnetwork.com and look up and listen to Izzy Sider's show on this challenging issue. You could also listen to our archive show with USA Director of Champions Against Bullying, Lee Rachel Faith Fujimoto, and Ted Fujimoto, President of Landmark Consulting Group, Inc. We also interviewed Yvonne and Rich Dutra St. John, who created the award-winning Challenge Day program in which whole schools participate to help break down the walls of negativity, judgment, separation, isolation, and loneliness by replacing those feelings with feelings of compassion, understanding, and love. After educating yourself on the subject by listening to our archive shows and by doing your own research, the next step would be to contact the school's Parents Teachers Association and ask for an emergency meeting to discuss this most important subject. Ajna, I trust that you will find the answers by listening to our shows and by bringing others into the conversation, as bullying is not just about your son's attack. The more you become involved, not only will you be helping your son, you could be the catalyst for lasting change in his school and help prevent others from being attacked. Good luck.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
Thank you indeed. And we'll be back with our musical guest, Mazin, live on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and Dorothy and our guest, Michael Mansouri. And joining us here at the Vortex Dome LA is our musical guest. She's eclectic. She's electric. She's a singer-songwriter. She's a violinist. She's a nomadic minstrel. I could go on, you know. And she's an author. She is here with us. Mazin, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. I know we've tried to connect before to get you on the show, and finally it's happened.
It's happening.
Here you are. It's supposed to happen right now,
yes,
in this moment. And you know, by the way, it wasn't unnoticed that you came with wings on.
I came with wings on. I do. I have wings on my butt. I do. I got booty wings. It's a belt.
It's a belt. Wings. Okay, you call it a belt. It looks like, and interestingly enough, you have great hair, by the way.
Thank you. You too.
I just have to say that. But you didn't come in. You came in with somebody, but you didn't come in with a makeup person or a hair person. You came in with your own Qigong master.
I travel with my own Qigong master. I do.
What's up with that?
You know, I like to joke. He's my best friend. His name's Chad Laughlin, and he's my Qigong teacher and activator. And so I feel like, you know, the thing that really matters is attuning the vibration of my personal frequency field for whatever circumstance I'm in.
Nice.
So that's more important than any image-oriented assistant that one might have.
You put it into your music.
Yeah, I feel like vibration and sound are the medicine that bring up my spirit when I'm feeling down. So, you know, the invisible realm made tangible through sound or words or Qigong.
Nice. Well, let's get into it right away, because I think people are going to, you know, it's interesting when somebody was asking, is she going to sit? And I said, no, she's going to stand, because she's a mover and a shaker, and you're an actual dancer.
Well, yeah, I call myself a wiggler. I'm not a dancer, I'm a wiggler.
Wiggle, huh?
But I'm a kind of a goofball. I don't take myself too seriously.
And you're going to play the violin, but you're not going to play the violin. It's more like you're more fiddling, right?
Well, you know, I am a classically trained violinist since I was three, but I did go to school at Vanderbilt in Nashville, where I learned how to fiddle, and I did play in a bluegrass band.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to just amalgamate all the different styles. I love Middle Eastern, I love klezmer, I love gypsy jazz. So it all influences
it's
me.
It's all in there. If people hear any of your music, it's in there.
It's all just improv.
And speaking of fiddling, I think it's funny how people said to you, don't go out or don't go to frat parties or something.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So when I was at school at Vanderbilt, all my friends were in fraternities and sororities, and I wasn't. And all of my friends were going out to these parties, and I wasn't really into it. And I actually met these old, like 70-year-old studio session players who were jamming and fiddling on the street where my friends were outside the bar, where my friends were drinking. And I just spent like an entire night just listening to them on the street, and they started inviting me to their private underground jams.
Nice.
So I spent my college years like hanging out with 70-year-olds learning how to fiddle.
Love it. Love it. Well, we're going to get to experience something right now. Actually, the first song's very powerful in an interesting sort of way.
The first song I'm going to do is called Feminine Weapon. And I actually wrote it for a charity fundraiser for orphans called Feminine Weapon Day. And the theme was that everyone's feminine weapon is their heart, and love is the ultimate feminine weapon. And like that is the ammunition with which we can fight back against the establishment that's trying to crush our souls. So I wrote this song as a theme song for that charity event, and it's become one of my favorites. So.
Well, nice. I'm sure it'll be one of ours too. Here is Mazin performing live from the Vortex Dome. Actually, for the first time, this song will be on radio live. Here is Mazin on the Life Changes Show.
The wind and the water, mother, the father, the son and the daughter. You got wisdom, intuition. Skin is made of light. You've got wisdom and a mission. Love will win this fight. Mm-hmm. You're a feminine weapon, now let's get to stepping it up. You're a feminine weapon, now let's get to filling your cup, yeah. You're a feminine weapon, now let's get to stepping it up, yeah. You're a feminine weapon, now let's get to filling your cup, yeah. You are the one who put yourself down. You'll be the one to come back around. You can flip the script, slip it in reverse. You're a master creator, mother of the universe. You've got wisdom, intuition. Skin is made of light. Mm-hmm. You've got vision and a mission. Love will win this fight. Mm-hmm.
get to stepping it up. You're a feminine weapon, now let's get to filling your cup. You're a feminine weapon, now let's get to stepping it up. You're a feminine weapon, now let's get to filling your cup. You're a lover, it's your ammunition. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. You're a mother, it's your ammunition.
Song and I totally blinked on the first verse. I was like, where am I?
You know, yeah, we didn't know.
Oh, good. I totally missed my entrance.
We loved it. Well, you, thank you. And how special that you're sharing it with us here today.
Thank you. It's so exciting to give birth to new little song babies.
And people can actually this is going to be on the new album.
Yes.
And that's not due out until August, right?
In August. My next album is going to be called Alchemy.
Alchemy.
Yeah, and whenever I perform, I call my band The Alchemists.
The Alchemists. Like
everyone brings their sonic alchemy to the table.
Mazin and The Alchemists. As a matter of fact, you're performing locally soon, right?
I did just perform.
Oh, we missed it.
Yeah, that's okay. There'll be more.
There'll be more. There'll be lots more, actually. So people could go to mazinmusic.com.
Mazin Music, M-A-E-S-Y-N, music.
Yes, mazinmusic.com, M-A-E-S-Y-N, music.com. This second song, actually, is just finished, right?
Just wrote this one, yeah.
Okay.
This one's called Oh My Goodness,
okay.
Also known as OMG.
Right.
And it's, you want me to tell you what it's about?
Well, I do, except that the funny thing is that when I asked you, you said, or it could be Oh My God. Oh My God.
I know. Well, it's just so new. It's finding its name.
Yes. And does the album have a name yet?
Does the album have what?
A name yet.
Alchemy.
Although, Al, did you just say that?
I did. That's okay.
You know, I am like mesmerized. I'm like, I see you and there's moving stuff happening. And I was wiggling with you, by the way.
I know.
It's a wiggle thing.
I know. It's hard not to wiggle.
With your music and watching you do it. So does the album have a name?
The album will be called Wiggle. Is what it will be.
Okay, but the song is either OMG or Oh My God or Oh My Goodness. Oh My Goodness. Yeah. Okay, and it's about?
It's about searching for true love and finding it truly deep inside your own bones and within your own experience of spirit. But then, of course, also finding all of the ways that you fall in love with life as it envelops you. So
nice.
It's like, oh my God, it was always there. I was searching for it, but it was always right there inside of me.
Oh.
And we really just have to claim it, you know? Got to come and, if you want it, then you got to go and get it.
Well, we're going to get it right now.
All right.
Okay. Well, here is Mazin performing live from the Vortex Dome. This is a premiere period. It's not been heard anywhere
These
yet.
These are all brand new songs.
This is exciting. Live on the Life Changes show. Here is OMG or Oh My God or Oh My Goodness or... Oh
I
my greatness.
something new.
Goodness. Mason, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
How fun is that?
My goal in life is to make life more fun with music.
And make people wiggle, man.
Make people wiggle.
It's part of the energy that you put out there. I think it's a great, if you want to wiggle, if you want to feel the energy, go to MaisonMusic.com. And Mason is MaisonMusic.
Yes.
Amazing.
And that is my real name.
That Mason is your real name, which, by the way, that's important. What does it mean?
Oh, it means Mother of the Peaceful Way. Ma Essene, Mother of the Essene Way.
Nice. How great is that? Yes. The name of...
What's the name of the new album?
Does the album have a name? You know, you should call it Alchemy or Alchemist or what.
That's a great idea. I'm going to... You should trademark that and I will pay you a fee for the recommendation.
No need. So, such a pleasure.
Thank you.
So great to have you here. Thank you for sharing your music the way you do.
Thank you. And thank you for your brilliant sharing earlier.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yes, yeah, so not only thank you to Mason, but yes, thank you to Michael Mansouri. What a great show! Oh my gosh, I'm so inspired and I'm moved. And We should take this show on the road. Yes. Well, we'll talk about it. With that, big thank you to our program managers at BBS Radio Network, Doug and Don Newsom. And thank you to our production engineer here at Vortex Dome LA, Kaylin Holmes. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host reminding you I'm your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes like mine surely did and ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com. On Facebook at The Life Changes Show and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.